Blog Talk Radio.
Listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the power of affirmation. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. That's conversationswiththequeen, everything spelled correctly, .blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, and that is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Again, everything spelled correctly. So, I have a special announcement. I, your host, Queen Tay, will be a featured guest tomorrow, April 3rd, 2012, on New Kemet Network, speaking about the Women of Eminence Global Collective. And again, that is tomorrow, April 3rd, 2012, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. The call number for that will be 323-443-7511, and the live stream is blogtalkradio.com/NUKHEMIT, and I'll post all the links in the chat if you're in the chat room, so you'll be able to get that, and so we'll just have a great time over there. I'm going to be, guest hosting on the radio network over there. We'll be talking about what we can do as a collective or what we women can do as a collective to make a change in this world and really get the ball rolling on that. All right. For all my queens, while you are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. And that is thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in the classroom, the women. And so it's time to support sisters who support the community. So there's lovely posts on there, articles dealing with different sisters from different backgrounds who do their part to help the community. So that's a great, great blog that we have over there. So that's the queendompost.blogspot.com. This month, since it's a new month, we do have a new monthly yoga pose. This month's monthly yoga pose is the child's pose. The child's pose is a powerful position. It is when one is crouched down on one's knees and head placed on the lap or the floor. The benefits of this pose are it stretches the hips, thighs, and ankles, relieves stress, relieves back and neck pain, and it also helps insomnia, anxiety, fatigue, and depression. So it's a great beginner's pose if you're just getting into your yoga. And just something that is a great pose to add into your yoga sequence that I hope you all are practicing with me. And if you want more information on that pose or anything else that pertains to the show, like I said, you can visit us on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I do have a picture up there and the information and instructions on actually how to get into that position. All right, we're going to open it up with the affirmation of word. I open up the line of communication to speak to the depths of my being. I affirm within myself the ability to speak my future into existence. I speak with confidence and authority in my ability. I suspend my doubts, fears, and anxiety of the future and its outcomes. I harness the power of gratitude to will the truth of my divine soul path. I align with my divine purpose and speak with harmony, poise, and abundance. I am one with the power of my word. So that's an affirmation that will be up on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, and you can use that affirmation to help you get into the mood of doing affirmations. So like I said, this show's topic will definitely be about the power of affirmation. But before I get into that, I'd just like to remind everybody how the show is set up real quickly. For the first half hour of the show, I will be speaking on the topic and giving certain information out about it. And then during the second half hour, if there are any callers who are interested in calling into the show and letting your voice be heard, you can call in at 917-932-8881. And again, the call number is 917-932-8881. Well, affirmation is a powerful and effective technique that's logic is based off of the law of attraction. They are words or phrases that are said and often repeated to affirm beliefs about oneself or other people. They help to program your subconscious mind, creating what you show to believe or think about a person or situation. This repetitive action is called inner dialogue. Oftentimes, especially in the culture that we do in our culture specifically, our inner dialogue is often negative, especially when it pertains to self. So this is a particularly dangerous thing when it comes to being successful in any arena in life. In order to achieve success, one must have tapped into the infinite and inexhaustible resource, which is self-belief and self-confidence, in spite of blockages, discouragement, and walls that are placed in your life. You have the will and strength and endurance to persevere and conquer. So, that's just speaking basically about, you know, a little bit of giving a little bit of insight into what affirmations are. And again, like I said, it's very, very powerful as far as a technique to help you to understand where you're going wrong and where a lot of these, you know, sometimes we have negative thoughts and we have negative thought processes. And then we wonder why certain negative situations come into our life and come into fruition. When we constantly remind ourselves of negativity, now there's a difference between negativity and the reality of things, but when we often speak on negative subjects and dwell on those things or hold on to those things and constantly speak them into existence, what happens is you kind of get what we call a self-fulfilling prophecy, where we've spoken it so much, we've talked about it so much, we've used the law of attraction to draw those things into our lives. So just as it can be used as a negative thing, it can also be used as a positive thing. So affirmations are generally positive tools that we use to correct that whole situation. Okay? So again, what is an affirmation in particular? Well, like I previously mentioned, an affirmation is a repeated word or phrase that programs the subconscious mind. Through the power of attraction and feeling. One of the key aspects of affirmation is not just to say these words, but to believe them. This belief will become the feeling which will activate the necessary energies for you to overcome any previously programmed doubt or disbelief. Allowing yourself to be reprogrammed with a more positive thought process that will create a positive personal reality will allow you to unblock and release the negative thought processes that you previously held on to. So some examples of a simple but effective affirmation are, I am powerful. I am open to receiving positive outcomes. I am in perfect health. So on and so forth. These types of thoughts repeated, especially out loud, will begin the process of a brighter and more positive future. So like I said, these small and seemingly small phrases can be so powerful in aiding you and assisting you in understanding what you need to do and the type of energy you need to culminate around yourself to have that motivation, that drive to do the things that you need to do. Oftentimes we don't understand that certain things like motivation, like drive, these things start within. And if we're not feeding our mind the proper energies, the proper words to be able to have those types of things, those type of positive things that we'll need to be able to be successful in our lives, then we will not be able to attain those things. So it's just about understanding the importance of our inner dialogue, the importance of what we tell ourselves, what we think. A lot of times in life, we tend to hold our tongue about a lot of things, and we hold inside a lot of negative, sometimes energy. And then so what we do is we collect it on the inside, and we don't really address it. And then what happens is those negative thoughts and those negative feelings turn into negative thoughts, which become negative actions. And so what we actually are doing is almost, it's self-afflicting. We're not being positive aspects or a positive asset to ourselves. We are actually doing the exact opposite. We are beginning to rip ourselves apart. And this is often due to the fact that from somewhere outside of ourselves, we are hearing these things, or we are assuming these things, or these things in some way, shape, or form are being said to us. So we begin to mimic those things internally, and those become the basis of what we use to tell ourselves and to feed our mind, which ultimately feeds our reality. We do have 45 minutes left in the show, and like I said, at the half-hour mark is when we will be taking callers. And again, the calling number is 917-932-8881. And all you have to do is call in and press 1, and your hand will be raised. So, a little bit about affirmation and the history of affirmation. Affirmation is really the modern-day equivalent of mantras and chants, which are still used till this very day. Mantras and chants also use the power of word and sound to reprogram the subconscious and super subconscious mind. They are specific words or phrases used along with deep meditation to surpass the conscious mind. Although mantra and chant, in my opinion, are a more powerful and spiritual aspect of affirmation, they are developed around the same science. Affirmation can be a stepping stone into understanding the various available techniques that help to penetrate into the recesses of your mind, allowing you to ignite the truth of unlimited power, of the unlimited power source you have within, the ability to create and manifest our reality. Now, that's important because our infinite, we do, and a lot of us are not aware of that, we do have an unlimited resource, like I said. This is why I put in the title of the show, Becoming One's Own Biggest Resource, because we do have an unlimited resource within ourselves. And that unlimited resource within ourselves is only utilized when we become the creators. And it's called the God within because it's the creator that we have within. We generate our own realities. We generate our own truth and our own circumstances. So ultimately, we prepare the foundation for everything that goes on in our lives. So it's so key and it's so instrumental that we do understand the power that we hold with that, and that we're not abusing that power and that we're not misusing that power, but most importantly, that we are conscious of that we have this power in the first place. So really, the science of affirmation is just about understanding and a way to utilize that power, that creative power that we do harness within. So by doing positive affirmations and speaking these positive messages to ourselves, we speak positively to that which dwells within us, and that does us well by giving us, you know, like I said, the key energies, the key components that are necessary for us to create our own futures, for us to create our own success. Okay? So what are the conditioned thought processes that go on in the mainstream? Well, our current set of conditioned thoughts in this society tend to be negative. And this is largely due to the fact that in this society we are often told and reminded of what we are not. I actually put that up on my Facebook a couple days ago at the staff is, and I wanted to see people's reaction to it. Of course, a lot of people liked it, but I don't really think they understood the impact of what I was saying. I was saying we need to stop focusing on what we are not and focus on what we are, because that's a part of affirmation. That's a part of it. It's a tool to help us to understand what we are. And like I said, we are an infinite resource. We are an ultimate resource. So by every time we say to that infinite resource, to that infinite creator, we are not this, we are not that, we are not this, we are not that, it mimics it back to us. Okay, you're not pretty, you're not healthy, you're not sane, you're not these things, then I will portray that back to you. I will give you that, and I will feed that into your reality for you. But when we begin to take that power back and we say, I am this, I am that, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am honored, I am respected, I am balanced, I am sane. When we say these things to each other, or to ourselves, more so, because it starts with them. So when we say these things to ourselves, that creative force inside of us goes, oh, so I am these things. And when it is those things, it begins to generate realities based off of what it says, or what we say that we are. Okay? So I just wanted to really go in on that point and make sure that we understood that we do not need to focus on what we are not. We need to focus on what we are. Okay? And this leads us with a form, leads us to form bad thoughts and have a warped image of what we are. For example, many American women especially tend to have a low self-esteem. Okay, even those who look like the accepted standard of beauty often go to alarming lengths to maintain or try to obtain the perfect look. So even if you are what mainstream society says is beautiful, a lot of times we still don't believe it because, you know, we just don't have that inner dialogue within ourselves that's perpetuating that to us. But when we look in the mirror, we're seeing all the imperfections instead of seeing all the beauty that we have. The truth and the danger of this matter is that no one looks like the projected image of beauty in this society. Even the models themselves are overly made up, photoshopped, and airbrushed into becoming the images we see on the front covers of ad campaigns or magazines. This creates an unrealistic standard of what we should consider as beauty. Since this reality does not exist, it only serves as a metaphorical carrot on a string. This allows for the person to develop their own ideal and opinions about themselves and who they wish to be, often leading to unhealthy behaviors that seem to only worsen the quality of that person's life. So, since you feel ugly, since you don't feel beautiful, since you don't feel pretty, some people turn to eating, some people turn to smoking, some people turn to other bad habits. And these things actually diminish your looks even further. So what's going on is instead, because we feel bad, because we don't feel good about ourselves in whatever way, and we are stressed out about it, we now take on behaviors and habits that actually reinforce the negative things that we think about ourselves. Because you're saying to myself, I don't like you, then you're going to act like you don't like yourself, and the things that you do to yourself are going to be dangerous to yourself. Do you understand that? So I hope that we get, you know, what we're talking about there, and that we understand why the current way that we think about things is so bad. And this also contributes to why there is such a high amount of anxiety, depression, negative thought patterns, abuse, all these different things, even crime, even high divorce rates. All these things are due to the fact that people have warped self-confidence, have warped self-worth, have warped self-images. but they do not see themselves in a positive light. They do not see the beauty of being unique, the beauty of being themselves, and so therefore they do not like it. They do not want to be that, so they try to spend the rest of their lives trying to be someone else. We do have 34 minutes left in the show, and like I said, at around the 30-minute mark, we were going to begin to take questions and comments. So like I said, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Please chime in and share your questions and comments about anything that pertains to the power of affirmation. If you've had any experiences with the power of affirmation itself, or if you have any questions to ask me, I will try to help you the best that I can about that. And, you know, we can try to do that. So like I said, again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And once you're on the line, just press 1. All right, since we are almost at the halfway mark through the show, I'd like to take a little break, a little music break, and play one of my favorite new songs, which is by this amazing, amazing band, The Robert Glasper Experience, and it's Afro Blue featuring Erykah Badu.
Daylight.
Yes, and that was Robert Glasper Experiment, Afro Blue, featuring Erykah Badu. Great song, you know, great cover. You know, can't get enough of those unique vocals with Erykah. You know, she does her thing. So, like we were talking about, the power of affirmation, which is our subject, we do encourage everybody to, you know, come back on and, you know, speak on how you feel about the topic, and we want to encourage you to get involved. Like I said, we do have 27 minutes left in the live stream portion, so if you have any questions or comments, now would be the time. You can raise your hand by pressing 1, and the caller number is 917-932-8881. We do have a caller on the line with their hand raised from the 313 area code. Caller, you are on live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
First of all, I'd like to say how you doing, Tay, Tay, Queen.
Peace. I'm good.
This is Brother DeRock. Brother DeRock.
Oh, thank you. Hey, brother.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
I've been studying on that affirmation for the last about the last 3 or 4 days, actually, myself. So, you know, mm-hmm. I've been getting into that, you know, with along with the law of attraction. They actually go coincide with each other.
They do.
And along with meditation, you know, I've been finding myself being more at ease, more mm-hmm. energetic, more mm-hmm. energetic. You know, and just more confident in it, because, you know, when we meditate on certain things, you know what I'm saying, easing our minds off things, it alleviates a lot of stress.
Exactly.
And, that's what I find myself. You know, if you look at all the great civilizations, you know, of the world, mm-hmm. they all practice, you know, meditation, you know, law of attraction, affirmation and stuff like that. That's how they became so great, because of those things. They put out the words into the universe. They put those words or their thoughts out into the universe, and it became, you know, action. It became a living prophecy, as you say. You know,
exactly.
You know, just by putting those things out there, touching in this great universe that we in, it's so profound. When you just a little bit of touch and a little belief in mm-hmm. what you're saying and in what you're thinking, mm-hmm. you will see the manifestation of that, of those different things. I've seen a lot of it as myself, you know. Just in the last, you know, maybe the last 6 months, things that I've been affirming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, and it's so key. Like you said, something that we feel has to do with so many physical things, like energy or our energy levels, we'll be pressed to find that they have actual spiritual significance and spiritual roots. Because you're not going to have a lot of energy. You're not going to be very motivated. You're not going to be very driven if you don't have that self-confidence, if you don't have that belief in yourself that you can achieve these things. You're going to say, well, subconsciously, you're going to say to yourself, what's the use of me even getting up? So your body's going to begin to react to that. And, you know, you'll have low energy levels. You'll have other physical effects, like we spoke on our show, how emotion affects the body. It's all interconnected. So, you know, oftentimes when we have these issues, it's good to look at what our health is doing and how our health is faring as well. But we also have to look at how our psychological health is faring and how we are feeling on those levels. So, you know, it's just so key and so instrumental for us to get into those affirmations. I open up the show every week with an affirmation, just because, you know, it's powerful. It adds that that energy to the show. I'm opening up the spiritual ways and the spiritual channels for that energy, that positive energy to flow within the show, for everybody to enjoy, for it to have active participants and all these different things. And it's so key that, you know, we utilize and we tap into that force within. So thank you for calling in and sharing. Do you have any other questions or comments?
No, I pretty much sums it up. I'm going to continue to listen back.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing, and always come back in and remember to listen every Monday night at 9 p.m. We're always here, and we're always doing, you know, our thing with Conversations with the Queen. So thank you for calling.
All right, no problem.
All right, peace. Okay, it seems like we do have another caller. Caller from the 111 area code. Seems like this caller is calling in offline. Caller from the 111 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments?
Hotep, Queen.
Hotep.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, reiterate what you were talking about when utilizing affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
You must not only utilize affirmations, you have to put visualization and practical application into effect to make these work, to make them labor. And see, oftentimes we get confused because we're not completing the whole cycle. You know, we're not completing. It's like you were saying, see, there are blockages that are deliberately made from electromagnetic energy, negative speaking, negative talking, you know, and they are blockages in our psychic, our physical, our spiritual, and our psychological.
Mm-hmm.
These blockages must be open.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you allow people to block your physical, spiritual, psychical, and psychological, the more detrimental you become to not only yourself but others.
So,
you have to use energy. And we have to understand, overstand, and understand that our force of energy is the most powerful but yet detrimental way of life to us.
Mm-hmm.
When our force of energy is open, it's very expanding. It helps us to overcome any adversity and to unveil the real of our true inner self. But when our energy is turned in the reverse, which is done constantly in our society, our energy is turned to the reverse. You know, and look at fluorescent light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
They project energy that goes into your psychic, goes into your psychological, goes into your spiritual, and goes into your physical. They transmit energy that reverses your cycle. The seven spectrums of light are reversed in fluorescent light. This is artificial light that's transferring reversed energy to make you think in negativity. So when we examine what we're really subjected to, you know, now is the time to have a balanced mind and spirit. You know, if the mind is not balanced, the psychic is not balanced, if the spirit is not balanced and the physical is not balanced, then you're going to see chaos, turmoil, frustration and agitation, stress and worry. One of the keys is never worry, never wonder, and never wait. But we have been taught to worry, wonder, and wait. And this dissipates that energy. It disintegrates that energy.
And like you said as well, we do have to put into that practical application. And, you know, that's why I'm always encouraging my listeners to get into the yoga, because, like, we had Brother Yasir Rahotep on, and he spoke about comedic yoga. And it just, it does so much for your energetic self, for your spiritual self, for your psychological self. It does so much on all those different levels. And you think you're doing these physical movements, but they are really penetrating deep into your spirit and helping to unblock not only the physical components of the blockages, but the spiritual and mental components of the blockages as well. So it's just so important that we understand and utilize the many aspects of energetic therapies that we have. I've spoken on my show about many different types of energy therapies, whether it be through chromotherapy, whether it be through frequency therapy, yoga, all these different things that can address these different problems. And, you know, it's just so important that we're made aware of these different energies and their power and their validity, because a lot of times, too,
we're influenced by mainstream media, and we go, oh, that doesn't really work. It can't possibly work. Those types of things don't really help. You know, they don't help the issues. And it's not going to help artificially, and it's not going to help right away, but it is a process. It's going to help you to begin those processes, to move those energies within yourself. And so I'd like to thank you for calling in. Do you have any other comments or questions on the subject?
You know, if I could, you know, watch what you eat, watch
exactly.
what you drink, and watch the thoughts that you put into practical application. And keep in mind and learn to determine the difference, that the
yeah.
false self thinks and the real self knows.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of these individuals that's moving on the thinking process, you're in the false self. But when you know, you have found that inner truth within you. You have found that inner truth within you. Stay away from thinking and know. This is why we were indoctrinated into school, to be trained and tamed to think. And remember, the false self thinks and the real self knows.
And especially, too, we're coming into the cycle of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, and the slogan for Aquarius is, I know. So this is the time to start knowing. So thank you so much for coming and adding your piece. Like I said, we're here every Monday night at 9 p.m., and you're always welcome to come back on the show and put your input, and it's really appreciated.
Hotep, please.
Hotep. All right. Thank you to all my wonderful callers who had their input and, you know, decided to break it down a little bit and they weren't too shy to let their voices be heard. We do have 15 minutes left in the call queue, and we do have 15 minutes left of the live stream. So if you are in the chat or you're listening through the live stream and you'd like to chime in, again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Don't be shy to let your voice be heard. We are speaking on the power of affirmation and what that can do for you specifically. All right. So let's get into how affirmations specifically helps to alleviate the blockages of energy that we were talking about. So affirmation is one of the more popular tools in combating negative conditioned thoughts induced by mainstream thoughts. It reteaches your mind how to feel about yourself. By consciously addressing subconscious issues. Recognition is always the first step to recovery. So by consciously making an effort to use tools and techniques that will aid you in the creation of a new and improved inner dialogue, it will become more and more natural and readily to feel this way, thusly giving you the boost of confidence needed to give you the energy necessary to manifest your personal and financial, physical, spiritual, whatever it may be, goals and success. So, and there was a point that the brother brought up. Learn to recognize a productive thought from a counterproductive thought. Like he said, the false self from the real self. So begin to understand that, recognize those things, because you'll notice throughout the day, you'll talk to yourself, inside of yourself. We'll speak about it. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, what's that on my face? You know, I have certain thoughts inside, and some of them are analytical, which is where we're analyzing the outside world and we're understanding certain things, and we're trying to, you know, just take in the information. And then others of them are actually counterproductive thoughts. And these counterproductive thoughts disguise themselves oftentimes as these productive thoughts. So sometimes we think that we think we're analyzing something when all we're doing is enforcing a negative thought process that we already previously had. So learning to recognize the difference between that productive and that counterproductive thought is so key. It's so important because that's what's going to help you honestly understand and to regulate your inner dialogue. All right. So now I'm going to share with you a little bit on how you can make and create your own affirmations. All right? Affirmations can be as personal as you want them to be. Although there are many examples and templates for creating affirmations out there, I find it useful and most powerful to create your own. By doing this, you are able to specifically address your own personal blockages completely in a language that is natural and comfortable to you. This will make you more confident in the words that you speak and their ability to be effective in creating new and positive outlooks. Make sure that you are speaking in an authoritative tone when you recite your affirmations. Do not doubt yourself. Do not, you know, be unsure of yourself. Speak with power and authority in your voice, okay? Be sure to use declarative language. Do not ask, tell yourself the message. That's key because religion, a lot of mainstream religion has programmed us to ask for things or beg for things, okay? We often, you know, when we're praying, we ask and we beg for a lot of different things, and you know, we're very, very emotional and passionate, but we're asking and we're begging as if the power and the energy has not already been given to us. It has. It's yours. It's your energy. You have it within you. You do not have to ask or beg to tap into your own resource of power. We use words and phrases like "I am" to affirm that you are creating this energy in the now, and that's so important. You don't want to use past tense. You don't want to use future tense. You want to use now because you are programming the now. And the, one of the reasons why this is important is because ultimately no time exists but the present, which is true because we're just existing now, right? But it also deals with the web of life that connects everything to everything. This web of energy is always going to give us back what we give it, okay? So when we outrightly speak and we outrightly say these things, we're going to give it back to ourselves. So if we keep saying, "I will, I will, I will," then "I will never come," because ultimately the only time that exists is the now. So when will you? It will never come ultimately because you keep reflecting that "I will" energy back to yourself. Speak in the "I am." Affirm that you are in this moment so that in the next moment you will still be in that moment because you are always in that now. You are always in that moment. So speak those things unto yourself in that now moment, in that present tense. And that is really, really one of the key and most important integral parts. Aside from the language that you're using, aside from all those different things. And like I said, I encourage you so much, and I hope that you take my encouragement seriously when I'm speaking these things to you. I hope that you really understand and are confident in utilizing these different tools that I'm enabling you to understand about yourself. Affirmation is a great tool. It's a lovely, lovely way to begin to understand who you are and the energy that you harness within yourself. Don't ever be afraid to tap into that. Don't ever be unsure to tap into that. Always know. Always know that, again, like I said last week, that your angels and your guides are always around you, guiding you and guiding you through your experience. And have confidence in your ability to tap into your spiritual self, tap into that infinite resource, and understand who you are. All right, we have only 8 minutes left on the call, and I would just like to wrap everything up and wrap up the show and just, you know, give a shout out and a, you know, thank you to everybody who did call in today, everybody who contributed some type of effort towards the show. Thank you. And, you know, everybody who listened in, thank you for your time and spending it here with us on Conversations with the Queen. You have been listening to Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Great show. I love that show. I've caught it a couple times. The sister goes in. The sister, you know, speaks on a lot of things, a lot of different aspects and topics that can also add on to what we talk about here. Like the brother said, you want to make sure that you're watching what you eat, watching what you drink, and she can help you with those types of things. Again, I'd like to reiterate the special announcement that I do have. I, your host, Queen Tay, will be a featured guest tomorrow, April 3rd, 2012, on the new Kemet Network, speaking about the Women of Eminence Global Collective, all right? And again, that is tomorrow, April 3rd, at 2012, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's going to be 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested in listening into that, the caller number will be 323-443-7511. That's 323-443-7511. And the live stream is blogtalkradio.com/newkemet. And that's N-U-K-H-E-M-I-T. All right. It's been a wonderful show, and I've been so glad to have spent this time with you all. And I just hope you come back and you always, always check us out. Oh, yeah, don't forget to catch us on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I will have more information, and anything that you missed or didn't catch while we were going on during the show, so you can always catch back there. And I said if you miss a show, you can always check us out at blogtalk.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. You can always come back here and catch a show if you missed it. All right, so I'll be taking us out without further ado, playing a little bit of Nas, We Are Not Alone, featuring Michael.
Of God. Searching for the truth is a threat. Seems the closer we get to the truth, state troopers offend. Come out the solitude. My house in Malibu probably tapped, cause living next door to Demi Moore. Plus I'm black, plus I want vengeance for the poor who's attacked daily. Patriot Act never scared me. Jake in the Taurus, sicky in the Jarvis. Niggas I'm with got warrants. America's browning. 20 years from now, every town will be brown and Latin. An African looking Manhattan. I'ma tell you what I seen with my three eyes. Word to me, not a hoax back in 99. A spacecraft in the skyline. In LA in daytime, axe horse if I'm lying.
Every mother, every father, raise your sons and your daughters with respect.
remains in debate. Documents of our own Air Force base. Additional terrestrial information. Other planets with life population. My observation. Scientists study pictures of a flying disc. Writer, Earth, anthropologists, finding shit. Visitors probably live at us. They can mimic us. It's sort of what we're seeing in the cinemas.
Take a look in the mirror and see the bigger picture. It's good to be alive. It's good to be alive. Nobody is an island. We are part of an environment. Only way we gon' survive is if we harmonize. We're not alone.
The black billionaire before Oprah, Bob Johnson. How'd he disappear? Conspiracy theories, UFOs in the air. I seen it with my own two eyes, and I swear, like Warren Buffett. Real money, I'm just trying to touch it. The diamond encrusted shit, live illustrious. Cause we was deprived of it, suffered. Now we pop to prove anything's possible. My pimp strut was invented when they whipped us. Now we diddy bop just to show you that our strength's up. Just when niggas about to see they cut, global warming about to burn us up. Niggas never really seen paper in this world. American blacks, the teenager of this world. Give us 20 more years to grow up, already geniuses. What I mean is this. I used to worship a certain queen's police murderer till I read the words of Ivan Van Sertum, and he inserted something in me that made me feel worthier. Now I spit revolution, I'm his hood interpreter.
Take a look in the mirror and see the bigger picture. It's good to be alive.
Yo, I'm American born, love America, love my people, love all mankind, all nationalities, you know. I think it's just been recent where everybody started to feel like there was an elite group that runs everything, and everybody else was sheep, ignorant, making all ethnicities, colors, and creeds niggas, blind to what's really going on.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona sweet tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool. Yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda. An agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze. When I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces, and nephews become casualties. We in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the blood-stained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres, not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no, but right here. On this American soil, we've been in civil war. Excuse me. I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches. Babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say? When at night, I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes, but since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming, and it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap, and your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve, because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. Waking up to the laughter of my 2-year-old niece annoys me. I mean, seriously. She's like an expert in depriving me of sleep, and please don't even get me started on my newborn nephew, Joel. I mean, how do you drink milk all day yet your farts smell like hell? Literally, breath. To all my beautiful melanated female beings, you are not what we depicted you to be, and I'm sorry. Truthfully, you are our deities with your God beauty. God body, my queen, you have a divine energy. You birthed sons of God, so here's my declaration to call you who you are. The rhythm of your body matches my heartbeat. Your eyes seek visions of tomorrow's, wrapped in promises of yesterday's, a feminine balance of humanity. Ignorance betrays you as holes and impure vessels, but you are so much more. If the spirit sees, Mother Earth has sent her seed to be the calmness to our stormy seas, the roots to our ancient trees. Baby, you are my lily in the valley. God queens, you are my bright and morning sis. Star, your kiss can make the core of earth dance in the fires of paradise. You glare, your glare can cause the heavens to melt into your bosom. Your body is the endowment of afterlife blessings. This is who you are. Life started with you and will evolve into your womb. You God of creation, moon in redemption. Let me be your son. That kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
A white moon with a blue haze halo surrounding it, and dark thunderous clouds engulfing it, then parting slowly, rhythmically, sensually. It reminded me of a passionate encounter. Aloha, welcome to paradise, where blue skies, turquoise waters, kissing rains, and gentle breezes are the norm. Standing naked in the jacuzzi, giving praise and performing a ritual moon dance in honor of the moment, all because you were my lover. Love, don't you know you're my jealous lover? The clouds part in obedience, arms outstretched, awaiting the arrival of Mother Wisdom.